Ultra Diamonds Podcast.
Hello everybody, I'm Martin Petter and I welcome you to a new episode of HR Diamonds Personalentwicklung to go. This is our third episode and already a special one, as we also address our English-speaking community. For all our new listeners, the aim of our HR Diamonds podcast series is to give you an insight into our daily Corona life at HR Diamonds, where our consultants speak about their own experiences and helpful models and tools to overcome these challenging times. Here today with me is our lovely Barbara Horak, who is a senior consultant at HR Diamonds. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Martin.
The title of today is Everyday Superpower, Time Management. And Barbara will tell us a bit about the challenges of connecting home office with homeschooling and how she uses time management as a helpful tool for her in these days. So Barbara, my first question is, like, how is the situation for you in the moment as being a consultant at HR Diamonds and working from home, and also being a mom and being somehow responsible and supporting the homeschooling?
Well, thank you, Martin, for asking. Yeah, as you can imagine, it's really challenging. My husband and I, we're working from home, doing home office, meaning we are having calls and video calls. We need to have sometimes working also focused on certain tasks. My kids, I have two kids, they are going to school, they are in school. They are in two different school systems, and they also have to do their learnings, they have to do their tasks, what then they have to photograph, send, and so on. So a lot to do, and I didn't mention the working around home and cooking and so on.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds tough. Can you give us some insights on these challenges?
Yes, let me introduce to a little bit, you know, how a part of my life looks like. For example, right now, I'm sitting here talking to you, having nice times. My husband is upstairs. He's having a telephone call. My two kids are sitting at the kitchen table and they are doing tasks, what we already agreed on what they will do. I'm not sure if they are doing or not. And soon it's lunchtime with three guys. They're going to be very hungry. And this is kind of my reality in this moment. And this going on every day like this.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like managing situations and people in everyday life.
Yeah. That's true. And time.
And time. So what's your focus right now, Barbara, in these days?
My focus indeed, time management, managing my time, managing my kids' time, and partially my husband's time as well, and break them into units, into smaller pieces, but they can work focused. And not just to sit, for example, around a full mathematics work, homework, but they can, for example, work on one part, one task, and then they can maybe go out a little bit for playing and then come back and work again in really full attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you as our time management expert, it's very interesting because you also helped me personally with some very nice tools. So I'm very curious, what is a tool which you use for yourself maybe in these days and what you would like to give us as a helpful reminder?
The tool that I'm using currently with my family is called the Pomodoro technique. The Pomodoro technique got the name from a tomato-shaped kitchen timer. And the idea of it to chop every task into small, manageable and motivating units, assuring that you can finish your bigger tasks via those small pomodores, the small units, which around 25 minutes. One unit is 25 minutes. And if you are doing during your day around 8 to 10 times these pomodoros, then you can really be very successful on doing your tasks.
How does this concretely work for you? Do you write down this task, or how does this look like?
Yeah, it looks like actually I like this technique because you don't need to have sophisticated materials for this. You need to have a kitchen timer. You need to have two pieces of papers for lists. Yeah, this kitchen timer can be also a stopwatch, but I really like to use the kitchen timer because it's ticking, and this ticking is kind of giving you the idea that right now you are on your doing mood. When it's silent, then this is your relaxing mood. And you need to have at least a to-do list for today, for the day, what you want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And you have like a master to-do list, which is your weekly to-dos. Yeah. And this kind of to-do list, you are breaking up into 25 minutes of units. Yeah. At the beginning, it's not easy. Yeah. You need to learn how to estimate this 25 minutes units. Mm-hmm. But after a while, you will get used to it, and then you can get very good with it. For kids, I would say it's working with 10 to 15 minutes units. For older kids, you can take like 20, 25 minutes units, and which is very important. And my kids like it a lot. Yeah, that after this focused working for 25 minutes on the task, what you planned for yourself, there is a mandatory break. You have to have a break. And this break is 10 minutes around, yeah? And after you do 3 or 4 Pomodoros one after the other, then you are having a longer break, like half an hour, yeah? So the idea is that with the help of a timer, you focus your work on smaller units, smaller parts, and with those smaller parts, you are actually managed to finish one bigger task. For example, I need to write a design for a virtual training. I know that this will take me around 3-5 Pomodoros a day. And I will start breaking up these Pomodoros through the day, how I can do it. 2 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, for example. Yeah. And in between, I can cook, I can help my kids, and I can also be there for my family.
Sounds super cool, Barbara. Amazing how you achieve this all in these times. And for me personally, as I'm a, so to speak, a procrastinator, it's really practical to find that how you can slice things into smaller bites. So thanks very much for this tool and tip, Barbara.
You're welcome.
So very cool. Thanks a lot for this third episode. And stay tuned. There will be a couple of more episodes to come. In German, maybe as well in English. And we also try to add more materials for you for further topics on time management, Pomodoro techniques, and other topics, of course. And this time, before wishing you a very nice weekend, I want to give the last words to Barbara.
Thank you, Martin. My closing words would be, try not to focus always the big task, yeah, like you for Martin, procrastinators, it's always a big topic. Really chop those big tasks into smaller units. Leave from hour by hour or minutes by minutes, day by day, and then you will be able to reach your bigger goals for sure.
HR Diamonds.